Okay, today is Daf Mem Ches. Today is Daf Mem Ches. We're on Mem Ches. We're up to the Mishnah. The only thing I wanted to add that we didn't have time yesterday was we ended up saying that Shmini Atzeres is a Yontif Bifnei Atzmo regarding Pazar Kashav, right? Whatever, all those things. So just Tosfos, the top Tosfos, adds, what about Avelos? Like if somebody, we know that a regel stops shiva, it also stops shloshim. So if somebody has if someone loses a relative like right before Sukkot, so Sukkot will stop shiva, will Shmini Atzeres stop shloshim? If it's a regel of Neatzmo, it should. That's how he discusses that whole halacha l'maaseh paskin. I'm not sure. I think we say it does. I'm not sure. I think so. I'm not 100% sure. I don't want to paskin, you know.
Pesach doesn't,
what?
Pesach does not.
Pesach does not. Right? What? Right, right. And also, like, what happens if someone loses a relative on Chol HaMoed? My mother-in-law lost one of her parents on Chol HaMoed. So then, on Sukkot.
That's more complicated.
Right, so the Shiva doesn't start till after.
Start.
Shmini Atzeres does not stop that.
No.
Right, so I'm not exactly sure all the parameters. That's what he discusses over there. Okay.
I don't even know if it stops shiva.
Hmm?
It
no, it doesn't. You don't even start. You don't even start shiva. Right, right, right. No, but Tosfos says, what if you could it stop shloshim? That was his question. That's his question. Could it stop shloshim? Anyway, the first days will stop the shiva. As he discusses that, so that's just another interesting angle about whether it's a yontif b'fnei atzmo. Okay, next Mishnah. Hallel, b'simcha, shmona. Hallel, every day of Yontif is Hallel. Simcha, every day of Yontif is Simcha. Shmona, all 8 days. Ketzad, it's a funny lashon, ketzad. What do you mean ketzad? Ketzad, how so? Right? Malamed, you see from here, shechayiv adam b'hallel b'simcha u'b'kavod Yontif u'b'kavod Yontif v'achmon shalchad k'shar kol yamei sechad. Okay? Yeah. Menahani Mili, how do we know that? How do we know what? Says Rashi, how do you know that Shmini is Chayiv B'Simcha? That Shmini is Chayiv B'Simcha. What's Simcha, by the way? Isamachta B'Chagecha. What does that mean? The eating of Shalmei Simcha, right? It doesn't just mean being in a good mood. That's what it means today, right? Just being happy. B'Basar, Yayin, right? So Rashi says, how do you know Shmini is Chayiv B'Simcha? Dolotziv Be Behedya Ella Shiva Simeachad Ditziv Chagasuch Estasalach V'Samachlei V'Samachta B'Chagecha. So how do you know there's an idea of Simcha even on Shmini Atzeres? The Tanur Rabbanon V'Hayisa Ach Sameach. Right, what's Ach? L'Rabos Leile Yom Tov Ha'Achron, to include the Shmini Atzeres. Oeina Ella Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe it means Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe that's what it means. Says the Gemara, no. Kishu Omer, Ach Chalak. No, Ach is Chalak. Ach teaches you the last one. So, Umay Ros, Larabas, Lele Yontif, Achron, Lahotzi, Lele Yontif, Rishon. Why are we doing it that way? Why are we adding? In other words, there's no Shalmei Simcha the first night of Sukkot. Why not? But on the first night of Shmini Atzeres, there is. Why? Marbani, Lele Yontif, Achron. I'll tell you why. I'll add on Yontif, Achron, Shiesh, Simcha, Lefanov. Because that's Simcha on day number 7, then 6 and 5 and 4 and 3 and 2 and 1. Umotzi ani lule leile yontif rishon, and I will exclude yontif rishon she'ein simcha lefanov, which has no simcha the day before it. The day before it's something called Erev Sukkot. There's no simcha on Erev Sukkot. So if I have to pick and choose, I'll pick Shmini Atzeres night. Okay? Good? Next Mishnah. Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. I'm not sure what that even question even means. Right? Right? How do you makayim the mitzvah sukkah for 7 days? We're not going to talk about that at all. We're going to talk about how you're not makayim it. Sukkah shiva ketzad. Gamar milechol. You finish eating on sukkahs. Lo yater es sukkaso. Don't take the sukkah down on Hoshana Rabbah. Nobody does that. Don't take the sukkah down on Hoshana Rabbah. Even in Israel, nobody does that. Right? Avol moredes hakelim min hamincha v'lmaila. The kelim you can take into the house. The whatever kelim is. Utensils that you need to live. Bipnei, Kavod Yontif Achron Shalchad. So you have Kavod Yontif. In Israel, you're not going to sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So now what do you have? You have all your fancy stuff is in the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres is a yontif. Where is everything? Oh, it's still in the sukkah. I don't do that. Bring it into the house. Right? Can you take the sukkah down? No. Now, ein lo kelim lahorid mahu. If you don't have any kelim, what do you do? What do you mean, what do you do? How do you demonstrate that it's not sukkah? That's not a sukkah anymore. The first thing was, ein lo kelim ela ki yishtamesh b'may yishtamesh. 1 minute. If you didn't have any kelim, then how do you live? Right? How do you live? Okay. So by the way, yeah, okay. Ein li ela ein lo makom lahorid kelim mahu. Maybe I have nowhere to put them. I'm not going to show what that means. So Reb Chiya bar Yak bar Rav Amar poches ba arba. If that's the case, if you're going to have to stay, you have no room in your house. You don't have a house. I don't know. You got evicted over sukkah. You have nowhere to live. I'll stay in the sukkah. I'll stay in the sukkah. I have my sukkah. All my kelim are there, right? My house is condemned. I can't go back into the house. I have somewhere to go. So I'll stay in the sukkah for Shmini Atzeres. So can I do that? You can do that. But you have to ruin the schach. Poches bo arba. Ruin the schach so that it's not a sukkah. Remove 4 tvachim. Now, before we get to before we get to poches bo arba, we have a preliminary question. What about Baal Tosef? What about Baal Tosef now? Back to that again.
Why?
You're not doing it l'shem mitzvah.
You're not making a problem. You're not doing it l'shem mitzvah. What's the problem? You're sitting here. Why do you even have to ruin the schach?
Right. So then, why do you have to take everything out?
Yeah.
So why do you have to take everything out? Why couldn't I just stay in the bechlal?
Just stay there.
Because the Baal Mar says it was a chumrah. We don't want you staying in the sukkah. Why? Because maybe you would have kavana.
Did we have it 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah, we said you're allowed because the only way you're going to be over Baal Tosef is you have kavana.
Exactly.
Here, the only reason why you're in the sukkah is because you got evicted.
Well, it's nice weather outside.
It's nice weather outside, exactly. Right. So the Baal Amar says, then why does the Mishnah say, make sure you bring all the kelim into the house? Right, so the Baal Amar says it was chumrah. What are you getting into all these kavanas not to have all about? Don't go in there. That's all he's saying. The Mishnah is saying, the Baal Amar explains, the Mishnah is saying, don't, you're going to go down to, the only way not to be over Baal Tosef is with your kavanas.
Right.
So, let's be machmer, and stop with the kavanas, and don't go into the sukkah, Shmini Atzeres. If you have to, you're allowed to. That's what he explains. Make sense? No?
It's a contradiction.
What? No, it's not a contradiction. It's not Baal Tosef. It's not Baal Tosef.
He just doesn't want us to get involved in it.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. That's all.
I still don't know why you have to remove the tvachim schach.
What?
I still don't know why you have to remove the tvachim schach.
Doesn't say it says 4 tvachim.
1 tvachim, sorry.
Why?
4 tvachim.
Yeah, why?
Actually, I don't know why.
Because you're showing it's not a sukkah.
What
is hustling the sukkah?
It's not yantin. It's not sukkahs.
Right.
You're not making a bracha.
Exactly. However, if someone thinks to himself, wouldn't it be so wonderful that if I can make sukkahs another day, wouldn't that be great? You know what? I'm going to sit here l'shem sukkah another day. Thank you, over Baal Tosef. So to get around that, right? That might happen. To get around that problem, ruin the schach, and then you don't have an issue. That's all.
I'm just doing it
yantif. What? So you can do it erev yantif. I'm trying to rob. That's the thing. Min mincha l'mayla. But you know, you don't care. You have nowhere to live. Right, you have nowhere to go. You're stuck in the sukkah. All right. So Rashi
you
said.
Take out
the kelim? Yeah, that'd be mincha l'mayla, no?
Why do you eat the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres?
What?
Why do you eat the sukkah?
By the way, this is only.
It's
Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. So Rashi says. Rashi says, Poches ba'arba. Rashi says, Tvachim. Upsula. Right? Uposla? Uposla. Make 4. Gesundheit. 4 tvachim. Arba tvachim, 4 tvachim, uposla. And now you passel the sukkah. If anybody remembers, Tosfos remembers from the first paragraph of sukkah, wasn't that long ago. Tosfos remembers, 1 second. Look at the little Tosfos, poches ba'arba, tvachim. You remove 4 tvachim, uposla. Kach perish bekuntris, v'tema, mashir huze, arba, ba'arba. Where'd 4 tvachim come from? V'halo, Avir, Posel, Bishlosha. Air, three is enough.
Depends where it is, though.
Well, no, it doesn't. It does not depend where it is.
No.
If it's air, it doesn't make a difference where it is. If it's puzzle schach, then at the end of the wall, it's okay. If you have a big sukkah. Right? Right, exactly. Tema, mashir huzeh ba'arba. Halo avir pozel b'shlosha. Three is enough. Bein sukkah gedola. Bein sukkah ketana. Bein be'emta. Kedemuchach b'shili parakama. Daf yedzayim. Wasn't that long ago. What's going on here? So, Tosfos doesn't answer the question. So I'm going to give you two answers by other the Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz gives one answer. The Rimi Lunil gives another answer. Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz says, four tefachim lav nach before. It could be anything, 3-2. That's right. Then, listen to this one. The Rimi Lunil says, how are you passeling the sukkah? You're removing schach? Right? You're removing schach? If it's the Jeev's question, how could you remove schach on Yontif? You can't do that. How do you remove schach on Yontif? It says the Rimi Lunil, no, you're not removing schach. What you're doing is, you're putting a layer of pasal schach under the schach. Right under the schach, you're going to put a net. How big does that net have to be? That's the four tefachim. What? Who said you can't do that? You want to go with a ladder and get some workers? That maybe you can't do on Yontif. But to throw a net underneath, to put a net there, why not? So that's not such a bad answer. Okay, that's not how it seems to be. You have to read a lot of words into the two three words of Rashi. Okay, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer Madlik Bo Es Haner. You light a candle because we learned earlier that you don't light candles in the sukkah. Right? Remember we learned that? So, v'lo pligi. They're not even arguing. It's not even a machlokas. Halan v'halahu. In Babel, on there, and in Eretz Yisrael, you do the schach. Look at Rashi. Halan. Livnei Babel. In Babel. Shashmini shalahem safek shvi. In Babel, where it's a safek. Delokim lahu bikvia diarcha, where there was no issue, where there was no certainty about what day of the month it was. Madlik bo es haner. Then you have to light a candle. Why? Lo yafchisena. Don't ruin your sukkah. Lafisha tzarich liyashev b'machay. You're gonna have to sit in it on Shmini Atzeres. So how are you demonstrating it's not a valid sukkah? Light a candle. What does lighting a candle help? Because we learned you shouldn't light a candle in the sukkah because it's dangerous, right? Then the next Rashi says, "Livnei Eretz Yisrael, the Kim Lahu b'Kviyah Diarcha." They know when day it is. V'lo Yasu b'Sukkah Shmini Po, and they're not going to sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So why are you sitting in there? Because they have nowhere else to go. Poches ruin the schach. Very simple. Okay.
Why are you messing it up in Bavel?
What?
Because it's a suffix. It's supposed to be in
there. Exactly. So therefore, so why are you making a candle altogether?
So what are you doing?
So why are you making a candle altogether?
Just
said the purpose of the narrative show, so therefore you've got
to
mess around
with
it. You've got to
show you're not doing that. I'm not sure. So
what are we doing that for?
What are we doing?
It's still using it. Right, so let me get to the mission. Let me think about that. One second. Hati nach sukkah ketana. Sukkah gedola ma'ikel ha'nemer. What about a sukkah gedola? So sukkah gedola dema'ayel ba'mani michla. You bring in your food items, in your food pots. Remember we learned that? Dama Rava, Mani Michla Bar Metal Lasa, pots outside the sukkah, they don't go into the sukkah. Mani Mishasya Metal Lasa, but drink jugs and whatnot, that can go into the sukkah. So by bringing pots into the sukkah, you're showing it's not really a sukkah. Right? And you're sitting in there, Misafik, it's okay, I'm not exactly sure. Okay, next. Nisach HaMayim Ketzad. How do you perform the ritual of Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot? So, Seluchas Shel Zahav, you get a jug of gold, Machzekes Shlosha Lug, that holds three lug, Hayamamale Min HaShiluach, you fill it up from the Shiluach, everybody who's ever been to Yerushalayim knows it's right outside Yerushalayim, it's right there, Higiyu L'Shar HaMayim, you got to the Shar HaMayim, the Shar HaMayim was one of the gates that went into the Azara, and it was only used once a year to bring in the water, like a special thing. Higiyu l'shar hamayim, taku v'heiriyu v'taku. Right? They used to blow shofar, Allah Bakevesh, you went up the ramp, Upon El Smolo, and you turned left. The Gemara is going to say a number of days. There are only three times that you turn left. This is one of the three times. Shnei Sefalim Shal Kesef Hayusham. There were two, what's how they translate Sefel? Bowls of silver that were up on top of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shal Sid Hayu. They really were made out of lime or plaster, right? Ella Shayu Mosh Charin Pnehem B'nei Hayayin. But they got discolored because of all the wine that is poured down there every time that a carbon is brought, which is at least twice every day. That's the worst case scenario. No one showed up that day, still going to have it twice a day. Okay? Since we have time.
Oh, was it always there? Those bowls were always there? Or just...
Yes, they were always there. And every time you'd put in wine. On Sukkot, you put in wine and water.
Why did they bowl, though? Weren't they tubes?
They were tubes. So on the top of the tube, it looked like a bowl. We'll see in a minute. Let's look at Tosfos. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Tosfos has a very interesting question. Tema. What? Listen to this. Ditnan b'menachos. We learned in Menachos, the bottom of Tosfos on Mem Ches Amar Aleph. We learned in Menachos, Perek Shtei Alechem, Shtei Shulchanos Hayu B'ulam. Now, in the Ulam, there were two tables. Echad Shal Zaha Kesef. Bechet shel zav, al shel kesef, nos and lechem ha haponim bechnisaso. On the silver table, you put the bread that was going to be going into the shulchan. The al shel zav beitziyaso, and the gold table was where the breads were going out. In other words, you took the breads off the shulchan, take them outside, put them on this golden table. What was sitting on the silver table? You had the breads that were they went from the silver table to the shulchan, to the gold table. Why? Velo, why? Shemal and Bekodesh, Velo Maritin. Once they're on a gold table, how do you put them now on a silver table? You can't. Therefore, there was a gold table outside. Why was there a silver table outside? Because those are the new breads that are going on the silver into the gold. Make sense? Makes sense. Velo, afilu siliku mi'al shulchan azav v'heichol lo yolchol l'aridu v'lichol b'shal kesef. Once you take them off the shulchan, you can't let them sit on a silver table now. They have to go on a gold table. So over here, the imkain hacha shahayu memalin bitzluchas shel zahav. They filled up the water in a golden jug. Heichayu menaschin b'selon shel kesef. How could you put them into silver bowls now? How could you do that? How could you downgrade like that? Now I'll do that. Answers toast. One second. B'chi tema. He says an answer. Bitzluchas she'enu mekudeshes. Maybe the tzluchas wasn't mekudesh. Hayu memalin v'lohi. Not true. It was Mekudosh. The Gavi Chavis Shemitz Malam Erev Shabbos Ketani Masnis and Sheinu Mekudeshes. Only if it was a Shabbos would they do this trick to get the water from the Shiluach and not have a Shabbos problem. Then they would not be Mekadosh it. Otherwise, the Kli was Kodosh. So we're back to square one. How could you take water in a gold vessel and then put it into the silver bowls? If it was not a Shabbos, it was Kodesh. How'd they do that? Anyone think of an answer? What do you mean? V'yesh lomar, here's his answer. Listen to his answer. This falam hayu kivu im besid. These balls were attached to the Mizbeach. Right? V'lo kalim ninu. They're not kalim. It's part of the Mizbeach. There's no problem of being Malo Morid or Malo Morid or going when we're talking about the Kalim. The Mizbeach is not made out of gold. It's not made out of silver. What's it made out of? Concrete. Whatever it's made out of. Cement. Stone. It's no issue. I can't take anything from a gold and put it on the Mizbeach because I'm going down. I'm downgrading? Of course not. So these bowls are part of the Mizbeach. What are they? They're really tubes. So at the top of the tube, you put a little silver thing as a showpiece. That doesn't mean that you can't now go from gold to silver. It's still part of the Mizbeach. It's a great answer.
No, but then it doesn't answer the question. Why didn't they make that out of gold instead?
What? Why didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why did they make it out of silver? I don't know.
It wasn't an issue.
What?
It was part of the Mizbeach.
No, since so why did they make it out of gold?
The Mishamayim was at least come on the Mizbeach.
Yeah, correct. But he's asking another question. Why, they, if they want to make an ornament,
on top of
so basically it's just an ornament.
Exactly.
So why did they make the ornament out of silver? I don't know.
Go.
Right. Okay, so it's a good kasha, but it doesn't. But now we don't have a kasha by Malin Makosh. Right? Then he says, I'm not sure what he means over here. By Rehenka Lavona. It's like Lavona. Shaisa Bazichin Shal Zahav. I'm not sure what it means by that. Anyway, that's the issue. Really, these are tubes. Okay, at the top of the tube, they put a little golden ornament, you know, to catch the wine or the water. Very lovely. It's not a kli. It's part of the mizbeach. You don't have a din of ein ma'al makodesh from the mizbeach. The mizbeach is the mizbeach. It's made out of concrete. It's made out of stone. That's what you're supposed to do. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Shall sid hayu? I said that already. It was made out of lime or stone. Ela shayu moshcharin pnehem b'nei ayayin. It got darkened because of all the wine all every day. B'minukavin kimin shnei chutim min dakin. They look like two. What do you call it? What? Two nostrils. Echad mu'uba ve'echad dak. One was thicker than the other. Kadei sheyishneim kolim b'atachas. So they can go down at the same time. They go down at the same time, because water flows faster than wine, so you have to make it thinner, so that it'll take longer. Sorry, water travels faster than wine. Why? Because it's what?
Wine is thicker.
So therefore, they make the hole for the wine a little bigger, the water a little skinnier. So when you pour it together, they'll go down together. Ma'arvo shalmayim. Mizracho shel yayin, the wine one. One second, ma'arvo shel yayin. The western side had the water one. Mizracho shel yayin, and the other side had the wine.
There was two chambers inside the.
No, there were two holes like on a diagonal. The holes on a diagonal, right at the corner of the mizbeach. Right at the corner here, there's a corner of the mizbeach. Yeah. There were two holes in diagonal. Which one was one face two different directions? Right. So one was for the water, one was for the wine.
Right, but they pour at the same time.
Yeah.
This
only 1 week a year they did this.
No.
The rest of the year they only use wine.
The water for this is chamayim. They also pour the wine at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Iva shalmayim, v'sok shalyayin, v'shalyayin v'sok shalmayim yatsa. If you mixed it up, it's okay. Right, you put the wrong one in the wrong hole, it doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yehuda Omer belog hayim anasech kol shmona. So first of all, he argues on two. First of all, he says use one lug, not three. He also says they even did it on Shmini Atzeres. Shmona, all Shmona. V'lemanaseich Omerlo, and when the Kohen came to do this, Omerlo, they would tell him, Had bayadcha, lift up your hands. We want to make sure that you're really going to do it. Why? Shepam achas nitzech achal agave raglav. One of the Kohanim, he was a tzeduki, and he poured it on his feet. Why did he pour it on his feet? Because he said, where did Nisach HaMayim come from? Right? V'ragamu kol ha'ambach, mesrogim, and everyone threw their srogim at him. They were so angry at him. Right? Now, next, by the way, so according to our understanding of the tzedukim, what is the problem with Nisach HaMayim? What's the big deal?
It doesn't go counter to anything.
What's the problem with it? Why are they so against it? Unless it goes counter to Nitzach Hayayim. What?
How does it?
What's this doing here? How about we take... Today we're going to pour orange juice down. We'll pour orange juice down the Mizbeach. Why not? What do you mean, where did orange juice come from? What are you doing? Where did water come? What are you doing?
It's not in the...
No, it's a halacha moshe. It's the rye. Right, but what do they have a problem with it? What do they care? What does it do? It doesn't go against anything.
You don't go and put on the mizbeach.
Right.
Else.
So the other mother, right, you don't do extra thing. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Right.
Remind the validity of an unwritten law of the word of prayer.
I know, but the way we understand the tzedukim, they believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. They have to believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. If you don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Peh doesn't mean anything. Did tzedukim wear tefillin?
Absolutely.
Presumably they wore tefillin. What did the tefillin look like? Were they square? Were they black? Did they have straps? None of that's in the Torah. Did the tzeduki take on Shabbos a pen and start writing a letter to his buddy? No. He didn't do that. He doesn't say that in the Torah. Did the tzeduki cook on Shabbos? No. Did he carry on Shabbos? No. We went through this.
He only did something that didn't contradict what it says in the Torah.
Exactly.
It says Bein Anayim.
Exactly.
We wore between his eyes.
Exactly. It says that the Omer is on Merachas HaShavas, which is a Sunday. Don't tell me it means the day after Pesach.
It's only when it's contradicted.
So what's the issue? What's the issue here? How does this contradict? It contradicts by taking away the Nisach HaYayin.
Exactly.
That's how it contradicts. What are you doing? The Torah says to pour wine. And we come to pour water, and tomorrow we'll pour schnapps, and then we'll pour grape juice, exactly. And then we'll pour orange juice. What are you doing? What are you people doing?
It makes sense.
Because what? Because you have some limud? They don't want to accept that. I don't know how else to explain the Tzedukim. It can't make sense. It can't be that they didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. Because if you don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It can't mean anything. And they held from the Torah. They held from the Beis HaMikdash. They held from Yom Kippur. They argued about one thing, where you burned the Ketorah. Such a detail. Everything else they agreed. And you read the Torah on Yom Kippur. What? How do you get from these words to what they actually did? The answer is Torah Shebal Peh. Right?
There were only 5 or 6 things.
Rav Shachter says there were 15 things. 15 things they disagreed with.
Total.
In total.
And all of them.
And most of them are about the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Tefillin's not.
But all the rest of them, if you follow it, they make sense.
Right. Right.
This is one of them, I guess.
As a matter of fact, we had a whole email thing back and forth this whole week. So one of the guys asked, well, did the Tzedukim not believe in Ayin Tachas Ayin? That I didn't know. I don't know. The Michael Fruchter found this book. He has this whole book on the Tzedukim, and it says in there that Megillas Tainis are these days when like these minor holidays. One of them was a day when we bested the Tzedukim that Ayin Tachas Ayin is not literal, which means it said it's literal.
Why would you think so?
Right. It says Ayin Tachas Ayin. So they had a dispute. The Chachamim, the Perushim, said, no, it's not literal. And they have all these reasons why it's not literal. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, 10 reasons why it's not literal. And they bested them about it, and they made a holiday. Finally was able to get them to agree to it. Or at least they bested them, I guess, in the debate. And they made the other out of that. So even that they held as literal. Now, if you think about it, it's literal, no? Okay. So over here, it must be that what they were upset about was, what are you doing to Nisach HaYayin? You're diluting it by what are you doing to Nisach HaYayin? You're undermining it by using water. Where'd this come from? Right?
According to Zoom, there's only one hole?
You can have two holes. You have an extra hole.
They didn't care.
What's the difference?
No, I'm saying, no, except for the fact there were two holes.
So they agree with two holes. They have two holes. There were two holes in the bottom of the Mizbeach also for other things. Oh, there's a two.
The Mizbeach was there before them.
Now, one more thing. Let's finish the Mishnah. Kimaseu b'chol, kach maseu b'shabbos. Shabbos was the same thing as the weekday, except Ella shahayim mamali me'erev Shabbos. They used to fill it up on Erev Shabbos. Chavis shel zahav. She'enu mekudeshes. It wasn't a holy vessel. Menashiluach. Umeinicha b'lishka. And they left it in the lishka. Why'd they do that? Because if they would use a Kli Kodesh, then it'll be subject to Lina. How do you leave it overnight? You can't get a Shabbos because you can't carry it. So you have to get it Friday. Put it in a Kli. That's not a Kodesh Kli. Right?
Yeah.
Then what? Let it sit there. And then Shabbos morning, be Mekadesh it. Right? Okay. What?
You're saying that this wasn't Docha? It wasn't Docha Shabbos?
No.
That's an Avayim, that's maybe Shabbos.
Not to go get the water.
But it's a divided for the Beis HaMikdash.
Correct. But you don't have to go there. You can do it this way. Tosfos asks a different question, which applies. You see the big Tosfos on Mem Tes Lamed Aleph? No. I take that back. I'm sorry, I take that back. But we're going to learn it on Tuesday morning. Tosfos asked, but one second, how do you take the Kli out? How would you take the Kli out of the, isn't it a problem of Yotze? Things, you can't take you can't take things out. We're going to bring the Shulchan to some shul to show it off. You can't do that. You can't leave it confined. How would you even think of getting a Kli out of here?
So how are you doing the weekday?
How are you doing the weekday? So we're going to learn. We're going to do that on Tuesday. Nishbacha, if it spilled, nisgalsa, or it got exposed, can't stay overnight, open water, hayamalim and akiyar, they would fill up the kiyar. Shayayin, vamayin, magulin, ksul, lagabim, mitbeach, because if it's exposed, it's possible. So the truth is, you could have taken the water from the kiyar, which is not lina, because it was submerged.
Right.
Okay. Menahani mili, how do you know that? How do you know what? How do you know that Bulshofer? Right, Rashi says, Tokin or Marian, Basheivas, Hamayim, Shel, Nisuch. How do you know they did all that? Amr of Ina, Amar Kra, Usha Afta Mayim Besason, Yimayne HaYeshua, everybody knows that pasuk. Okay. Now we're going to learn Agarata, which I must confess, I have no idea what this is about. Okay? What? No. No, there's a Agarata that says, you know, there are four ways that you can get on Haba. Those I get. This I just don't know. Hanu Tre Mini. There were two apikarsim, mins, right? Chad Shmei Sason. It's the whole question what a min is. Chad Shmei Sason and Chad Shmei Simcha. One's name was Sason, one's name was Simcha. Amalei Sason and Simcha. Sason says Simcha. Ana, what?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Ana Adif Naminach. I'm better than you. The Chsiv, it says, Sason for Simcha Yesigu. See, I'm first. I'm better than you. Amalei Simcha Lasason. No. Ana Adif Naminach. I'm better than you. The Chsiv, Simcha Visason La Yehudim. Which is in the Megillah. So right away, asks the in Yaakov, 1 second. If each one has a pasuk that supports them, why would anyone think they're better? You have one pasuk, you're first, and one pasuk, I'm first. Why am I better than you? Why are you better than me? What kind of argument was this? They're equal, exactly. So why are they, I'm better than you.
No,
he doesn't say that. So the Yaakov says like this. This pasuk in the Megillah is the second time that it says Simcha before Sason. The first time is, we say it by Havdalah, Ahudim Arasar, Simcha Sason Vikar. So, think about it. Simcha is right. Right? I'm better than you. First of all, I have two places where I'm first. And I'm going to tell you the second place, because you know the Megillah, and you know that it's already come up, and now I'm telling you the second time, so I'm for sure better than you. So what was the other one thinking? What was Sason thinking? I don't know. Sason said, I'm better than you. Simcha says back, you're not better than me. I have twice. You only have one. I have twice. And I'll tell you the second one to prove to you that I'm right. It's the only vort I have in this whole story. Amalei Sason l'simcha. Sason says to Simcha, Chad Yomach, one day, Shafkuach. What's Shafkuach? They're gonna
The heavens
will what?
Strip
yet. Vishavich Parvanka, and they're gonna make you like a run
scout.
A scout, exactly. Dichsiv, keep a simcha teitzeyu. Yeah, you're gonna go out and be a scout. Amalei Simcha l'sasan. 1 minute. What are you talking about? Chad yomach one day Shavkuach, they're gonna reject you. Umalu bach maya, and they're gonna make you fill up the water. Dichsiv, ushaafte mayim bisason. Okay? Amalei hahu mina d'shmei Sason l'Rabbi Avo. There was a guy, a min, his name was Sason, and he said to Rabbi Avo, Asidisu the tamalu limaya ba'al la'alma. I'm going to supply the whole world with water. The asu. The chsiv, ushaf tamayim b'sason. So Amalei, he tells him, no, ihavi chsiv l'sason kidekaranta. If it would say l'sason, you're right. That's not what it says. Hashta the chsiv b'sason. What do you mean, in you? Not with you, in you. Mashche tahu gavra mashvinan le guda. They're going to make you into a bag, like a jug or a what's the word? A flask? What?
Canteen.
Yeah. Umalinan be maya, and they're going to fill you up with water. Okay, what on earth that means? I have no idea. What? Yeah, I don't know what this means. I believe I saw back here. I said it's not a hard duck. I could try to find something to say. So I think over here, I in the back over here, they always have these explanations of these types of Gemaras. And he says over here from the Marsha Piresh Bederech He told Omar, where is it? He says, V'dvarav einam muvanim. Right? What does he say over here? It's very, very, the Shem Yishmol says that basically they were saying that the whole life is a party, and Rabbi Avoh said that it's not true. It's a very short, doesn't, I don't know. That's the only chat I had. Not that it's amazing, you can say whatever you want, right? All of the kevish upon the small. Next. They went up to the kevish, they made a left turn. Tanar banan. Kol ha'olam l'mezbeach olam derech yamin. Anytime you went up to the mezbeach, you always made a right turn. U'makifin v'yaridin derech small. And then we wanted to leave, you had to go all the way around and then come back down, and then come back down. Chutz, except for min ha'ola, l'shloshet dvarim halalu. Sha'ola derech small, v'chozin ha'la'ekev. You can go to the left and you can backtrack. What are those? Elohim. Yizach ha'mayim, yizach ha'yayin, and ola sa'ov kishem rab sabim mizrach. Or ola sa'ov when it was too many people. When it was too crowded. Right? I don't know, some reason it was too crowded. There's too many kahanim over there. You can go to the left side for the ola sa'ov. Then we said, el shahayu mashchirin. Now, bishlom adiyayin mashchir. The maya amay mashchir. 1 second. How does wine, why understand how wine could discolor the bowl? How does water discolor the bowl? How'd it happen? So, kiyayin, kiva d'amar mar, iwa shalmayin l'soch yayin, v'shayayin l'soch shalmayin yatsa, shalmayin asul ashruwe. Because we said that you can mix them up. If you mix it up, it's not a big deal. It can happen. U'mrekavit kimin beis chutmin. Then we said it had two holes, like two nostrils. Le'er masnisu Rabbi Yehuda hivu lo rabbanon. Let's say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda and not the rabbanon. Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, below kaya manasseh kol shmona. D'i rabbanon ki adadininu. If it's the rabbanon, using the same amount of same amount of wine, same amount of water. So why did they have to be different thickness? No, I feel tamer rabbanon. Chamer samich, maya kolish. Wine is thick and water is thin, so it's not an issue. That's why they have to be different thickness to make sure they go down at the same time. Hachidai mistav. That makes a lot of sense. Dear Yehuda, rachav v'katzar itzli. He says different thing. He says rachav and katzar, long and short. The Tanya, Yehuda Omer shnei kashvos hayisham. There were two. What's kashvos? Bowls. Vessels, echad shal mayim, echad shal yayin pia rachav. The wine one had a wide opening, shal mayim pia katzer. The water one had a small opening, kadei sheish neim kulim vatachas, so that they could both go down at the same time. Shma mina.
How can you mix them up and it should be okay?
What?
How can you mix them up and it should be okay?
It's obviously not. So be the evidence, it's okay. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Go ahead.
Everybody have a good day.